Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood Girl Posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang Quickie.
Let's make this quick.
Let's make this quick. I'm Becca. Here's Jack.
Ooh.
Here's Kelty.
We don't even need last names.
I don't even need a last name. Oh, Orly just stepped on your laptop.
It's okay.
Okay.
She's very light.
She's a really bad child.
She really is.
She's not a bad child. She's just...
Her face.
Look at now. She's so cute.
I've never seen a dog so happy in my life.
She's such a dum-dum.
Inspirational quote, right?
Yeah, what is it?
Hold on. I have one. I saved it. Let me just talk while
okay.
I find it.
Okay. All right, fine. Yeah, Orly's a dum-dum. Look at her face.
Do you get good pictures of her smiling like this?
Oh my God. My dog walker, she comes in the house and Orly literally shows both rows of teeth when she walks in because she's so excited.
Does she like the dog walker better than you?
She loves her because she knows that it means she's going to see her friends at the dog park.
Yeah, she's going to have a
and
fun time.
Seeing her at the dog park is the funniest thing ever. I feel like a weird,
Does she think that she's a big dog?
I don't know. Because she only plays with small dogs because I keep them separate. Because I've seen some shit go down at the dog park.
Oh, yeah.
When little dogs are in the big dog area. I literally saw a Yorkie get ripped in half.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Dead?
Dead.
No.
By
I saw that at
a big dog.
Too,
what?
To bring the vibe down.
It was devastating. And I was like, well, that's it. Orly's never playing in there.
Yeah.
Because she's also really eager and crazy. So I'm afraid she's going to bring in.
She'll think that they're playing with her.
That's
and
the
then
thing.
She'd get literally.
It's like bringing a sorority girl into I don't know.
Where was
the,
that going?
The lion's den. Because she's too eager. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're settle down, bitches. It's like if we're with the sorority girl.
Yeah, the sorority girl came to hang out with us.
Yes.
And we'd rip her to shreds.
That's who she is.
What are you doing, Kelty?
I gotta plug in the computer because it's starting to die.
Oh, no. Hold, please. You guys are really seeing the inner workings of our...
Yeah.
We're in Kelty's home right now, which is a strange...
Shit, I need an extension cord.
Do you want to switch places with me, Kelty?
Okay, let's pause this.
Yeah.
Pause for a second. Okay, and we're back.
We're back.
I thought we could talk about the photo shoot today.
Yeah. But can we
can we say we're in my house because I just had surgery?
Yes, Kelty's post-surgery.
And I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Way better.
You're quite sprightly for just having surgery.
I know.
I was hoping you'd be on more pain meds, though.
I know.
Are you not on it?
No, I am, but they didn't give me the good stuff.
Oh.
Because I asked twice. I asked the assistant and I asked the surgeon, and I was like, you really think I'm going to get by on Tylenol and ibuprofen?
I hate when they do that.
I take ibuprofen for cramps. You don't know what it's like to be me. But he was like, if you take an opioid, you get very constipated. And I was like, I don't care. Give me the good stuff. I want a Percocet, but I'm just on the high, crazy IB, the high ibuprofen.
Mm. Wait, but did they give you Percocets for your last surgery?
Yes. Percocet.
And you took them for a while, didn't you?
A long time.
It was amazing.
It was so good. I felt amazing.
Just
getting off it was not great, so I'm fine. But honestly, this is so much better than the last time, and I was more terrified. Did I tell you what my surgeon did, how he showed me the pictures?
Mm-mm.
I don't want to get him in trouble, but after my first surgery, when I started doing PT and I started going in for my tune-ups and I was doing pretty good, he was like, you want to see your surgery? And I was like, Yeah. And so he showed me on his phone. He had pictures of my wrist, like, cut held open. Open with the prongs. Ooh. And I could see my muscles and my bones. And I could see the plates and stuff. And he was like, see, this is what I do. What's insane is, like, my scar is probably, like, 2 inches. She was pulled open like it was a grande latte from Starbucks.
It's like
they pull it. Skin is so stretchable.
Oh, yeah. Well, I follow some of those, like, plastic surgery accounts that do, like, boob jobs or whatever.
Yeah.
And number one, it's crazy how much shit people show on Instagram and then what they won't show, like, with, like, a nipple or whatever.
Right.
But I'm like, but you can show an entire boob job and opening up the entire boob.
Yes.
But it's crazy how much, like, I feel like how, I know they're not careless when they're doing it, but it's like,
I know,
they'll be like opening up the body, moving stuff around inside.
It's nuts.
And then they stitch it up and you're fine.
Yeah. So he showed me it. And so that was the problem, that, like, for the entire month before the surgery, every night I would go to sleep and I would just picture my arm open.
No.
And then yesterday, when I was having the surgery, I was like, I'm just, like, feeling a little anxious about this. And he was like, well, I would feel weird if you weren't anxious. He's like, if someone comes in for surgery and they're not feeling weird, then, like, I would never operate. Like, that's just, like, a death wish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you should feel weird about it. And I was like, but I feel extra weird because you should.
I'm so relaxed when I have to go in for a surgery because I love being put to sleep.
I love being
put to sleep. Put to sleep. It doesn't freak. See, that would freak me out.
It freaks me out a little bit.
Because they don't know what. They barely know anything about anesthesia because you're kind of dead.
No, you're not.
You're sort of
dead. Your organs are working properly. You're functioning.
But, like, you're kind of dead.
You're not dead. You're sleeping.
I mean, with a breathing tube. You know what I mean?
And you could cut your brain open.
He was like, you know, your throat's going to be a little sore because we'll hook you up to the breathing tube. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know that part. Thanks for letting me know. Now I have more things to be nervous about.
Yeah.
I'm not even breathing on my own.
God.
Anyway. Okay. So I thought we could talk about our great photo shoot.
Yeah.
Because it was amazing.
Yeah.
First of all, like, they spared no expense.
None.
Like, we're so fancy.
I honestly, that day, so we had the photo shoot and then we had a meeting at E. It was like our kickoff meeting.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first day that this actually felt real to me. Because it's like we did a real photo shoot with a real photographer who's,
like,
incredible.
Mega photographer.
And then we had a meeting with a shit ton of people that, like, believe in us. And it was really cool.
Everyone should go check out her pictures because she's so major.
Peggy
Sirota.
No, it's crazy.
She only did, like, so many iconic photos.
She does, like Michelle Obama.
And every, like, Rolling Stone cover. She's so legit. She's such a lady boss. What was so cool is that she didn't even have to hold her own camera.
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm.
She literally, the moment she's ready to shoot, she gets her camera from one of her, like, 18 men.
It was amazing.
All men working for her, lighting, looking at her monitor, giving her, like, anything she needs.
She, like, snaps her fingers and there's 15 guys like, what do you need? What do you need?
Yeah,
what do you need?
Like a harem of men.
It was crazy.
She's
and they're
boss.
All this, like, you can, but she's not yelling. She's not mean, but
she
you
had
can
the coolest
just tell
energy, like,
that
super
they're terrified of her.
Yeah.
You know what that showed me too is, like, a lot of the time, I think when people are crazy, like, really kind of bitchy or high strung in those, like, weird situations, a lot of the time it's insecure people.
Yeah.
And they're trying to, like, make their bark really loud so that people are scared of them. Cause, like, we had another person on the set who I won't say who it was.
Yeah.
But there was, like, a lot of drama and a lot of, like, intense stuff going on. And I'm, like, looking at the difference between the photographer who is cool as a cucumber and such a professional and this person. And I'm like, oh, it's because this person's still proving themselves.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of, like, conflicting.
There's something to be said about a quiet confidence like that.
Right?
That it is even more intimidating. And you can, it's so palpable, I think, especially with her.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knew.
Yeah.
What a boss she was.
Yeah.
And that's really inspiring, I think, because you don't have to be the loudest person in the room to be the most successful or to have people respect you.
I recently told Zach that that's his, like, superpower.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to confront someone at work about some drama that was going down. I was like, honestly, Zach, you're the scariest when you say nothing at all. Like, he's the most terrifying.
Well, it's like when a parent is disappointed in you.
Like, my mom could scream and slam doors and I would be laughing.
Yeah.
If my dad came upstairs to my bedroom and was like, I'm really disappointed in you.
And then walked away silently.
Yeah. Oh. Soul crushing.
Dude, I had an old boss who never yelled, but she would look at you and she would go, this was a miss.
Oh my God, no.
Like, just so calm. just like, she'd just look at you and go, this was really a miss. And you'd just be like,
like now
where you could have like a different boss, like throwing a binder at your face, being like, this was a bit. And you're just like, you're kind of like, you're so crazy.
You disregard people like that. Yeah. Cause it's like, you're acting out of whatever
and,
it is.
And usually when they're doing that, there's so much other shit going on that I can walk away from a situation and be like, whatever just happened is their shit, not mine.
Yeah. Yes. You're like, they must be going through something right now.
Totally.
Like projecting it on me.
Exactly. And for then sure. It's like when you, oof, it's got a lot.
The other cool thing about our photo shoot is that, sorry to go back to it.
What like, is what we're supposed to be talking about?
I felt really beautiful.
I did too.
You did? I did not.
You didn't?
No.
I was shocked. No, I didn't like looking at myself, but I actually, like, we were looking at some of the pictures.
Yeah.
I hate every picture of myself. You guys know that. Like, I can't stand looking at my face. And they're, like, going through some of the pictures, and I was like, oh, my God, I actually like these. It's really, really rare for me to like a photo of myself.
It's a Christmas miracle that you liked those photos.
It is.
Because they were amazing. And I'm sitting there watching Jack, who, like, is totally out of her comfort zone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's, like...
not in a crop top. Not,
and also, like, taking photos for Instagram is...
it's so much different.
Because you're in control.
Yeah.
You're not moving. And the way Peggy shoots is, like, she wants candid. She wants moving and whatever.
She wants you going...
crazy.
Crazy. And I... that is so out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, because you want to control every little, like, part of your body and what your face is doing and what your hair
is doing. No, she said to me, she's like... less posy, and I was like, I don't know how to do less posy.
Yeah.
I have my pose I do for every Instagram
and
picture.
And she like wanted you to like throw your hair around and move and do this. And, like, I'm personally just not like a, that's not my personality.
No, you crushed it.
Yeah, I was very, like, surprised.
Looking at the monitor during Jack's solo shots, and I was like, oh my God, like, I hope she loves these photos because they're the best photos I've ever seen.
They were really fun. But that's like a testament to what a great photographer she is.
Yeah.
Because that could be a miss, like, really easily. I'm so hot right now. Do you see my glasses fogging up?
No. Do we need air?
I'll put the AC on.
It must be your Lady Gang sweatshirt.
Yeah,
it's so cozy.
Do you have a shirt underneath that?
I have a sports bra.
Okay. Oh. Well, those Lady Gang sweatshirts are warm.
Guys, I've taken two home with me now, and they've been stolen by people in my life. Ugh. People are obsessed with these sweatshirts.
I love them.
Head on over to theladygang.com so you can... oh, that's a cute bra. So you can get your own. They're selling
so
like hotcakes.
They're so soft on the inside, and the pink... I love the color of the pink, and I'm not a pink person.
I'm not either, and I love it. Too.
It's so good. And the black ones are obviously amazing.
I got an extra big black one because I thought I was going to Ariana Grande. I think I told you this.
You
what? And I want to, like, just, you know how Ariana Grande is always wearing like a giant sweater and like a thigh high boot? And
yeah.
I was like, I really want to do this look with my sweater. And then I think Becca was the one that was like, you can't actually do that if you're 30s.
I was almost going to wear my bike shorts with my sweatshirt today.
I could handle that.
A huge big sweatshirt and a bike
shorts. Yeah. That I could have been okay with.
Okay.
But it's
and a Lucite shoe.
Good to know. A Lucite?
Oh, my God.
What's that?
Like a heel?
It's like when Kim Kardashian wears those shoes. They're
heels.
Like,
no. Ew.
No?
No.
I wore Lucite heels to my prom.
You did?
Of course you did.
And there was
like
a
the
sheer...
ones. Are those the ones
wait,
that
the prom
like...
you were allowed in or the prom you weren't
this is another
in?
Prom.
Are the Lucite ones the ones in the 70s where they'd put goldfish in?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm thinking about the right shoe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep,
that's what I
goldfish.
Want. A live goldfish shoe.
It's good. I decided I know what I want my 40th birthday to be.
What?
70s.
Oh, fun.
Like boogie night.
You're going to throw a birthday party?
I am. Because
you're gonna
I think an over-the-hill birthday party
is over-the-hill is very necessary. I think it's a lot like...
the last hurrah.
Yeah, and it's going to be my final my final try at throwing a party and hosting a party.
Oh.
And I think I'm only going to invite people that if I'm stuck alone with them, I'm not like... desperately trying to get out.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem with throwing parties is like the small talk with the people that you invite. Like,
the problem with parties in general is small talk.
Yeah. Like your wedding is like, oh my God, beyond.
So much small talk. Although I will say I didn't have a place for this email that we got, but someone wrote into Lady Gang, like in our Ask the Lady Gang, but it's not a question. They just said, can you please reconsider your outlook on birthday parties as a mom? She was like, birthday parties are so exciting for kids and whatever.
But we don't
ever
say
have a birthday party for your child.
Yeah, birthday party. I just want to clear it up.
We say we don't want to come to your birthday party if it's like it's your 34th birthday and you're asking everybody to basically take you to dinner.
Yeah.
Or
you want to throw four different events.
Or four events. Or a theme party where I'm gonna have to go out and
I like a theme party.
Spend money so that I look appropriate for your party.
Oh, like Jack and I did at your night before your wedding.
Well, that was not
I did not wear my costume. I had a full costume.
Oh, yeah, we had a full costume.
Yeah.
God, no. We planned for so long for that and then it was
so long. You had like a month notice before my wedding.
Yeah, but I mean that's the most I've ever planned.
That's true. Oh, I loved it. See,
I had to order things off eBay. Like I went there.
The only way I would be excited for a birthday party if is if it was a themed party. Because I'm like, now it's about me and my outfit.
Oh, you're an idiot. You're a true idiot.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's the only way I'm going, so.
Is there anything else you want to say about the photo shoot before we sign off?
I only say that I didn't feel pretty because I don't ever feel pretty in those situations. Mm. Because being of my stature, we do not... There's a reason models aren't 5'2". You know what I mean? We don't look great in clothes. I mean, we look fine in real life in clothes, mm-hmm. but if you're going to photograph me, like... I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
Unless I have like Carmen Electra's body.
I know.
No one wants to see it like a 5'2" person. And I know I'm body shaming everyone out there who's my height and myself included, but like you do not feel confident in those situations.
Yeah.
Because you have little tiny limbs and your little legs look so much shorter. You always look fatter. It's just like.
Well, that's why we all wore like 6-inch heels too.
It's not my jam.
So your favorite pictures are the ones where we're sitting on the ground.
Absolutely.
Those were really cute, though.
Absolutely.
The best look. Well, I just thought, like, I mean, I've never been a part of a photo shoot with, like, proper lighting or, like, that whole, like, multiple outfits. Even for CBS, like, when we did our photo shoots, like, we don't really do them that big. So it was, like, I was, like...
It was awesome.
We're real.
It was really cool. I can't wait to see the pictures.
I know.
I wonder when we're going to see them.
I don't know.
Probably never.
Never.
Nice.
They're like, none of these work. Bye.
You guys are
Try
the worst.
Again.
Anyway, so speaking of the TV show, we really need your help if you're listening to this quickie. We have an Instagram just for our TV show.
Yeah.
The Lady Gang.
No, Lady Gang TV.
Lady Gang TV, at Lady Gang TV. And we want to have the most followers of any show.
Please, please, please.
And so,
follow.
Like, there's millions of you listening, and only 7,000 of you are following the show. And it's like really cute clips and funny memes.
Yeah.
And, like, it's cute. So
and we'll be doing like exclusive stuff just for socials, just on that account when the show comes out. So.
Exactly. So, like, come on over, follow us.
You can mute us. Totally mute us if you just, but we just need
to
follow.
Yeah, we don't need engagement, just the followers.
We need to follow.
Yeah. So but just like, follow us, keep us on there because a lot of girls were like talking in the Facebook group about how could we can support the show or whatever. And we were kind of talking about ratings or whatever. I know, it's so sweet. And like, if you don't have a Nielsen box or like DV or whatever, there's also like our social media girl at E was telling us there's like the social ratings.
Yeah.
So it's like the amount of followers you have and stuff that all really matters too. So it seems stupid if you're following Lady Gang, like, oh, I got to follow more Lady Gang, but please follow us. It'll really
follow
help us out.
This.
And like, this is such a big deal. The fact that like three sort of unknown, no offense to us, like, girls got a TV show when like we're on nights with Kardashians and Busy Phillips. Like it's very, very rare just like knowing what we've accomplished for like the three of us to get a show like this. So I just, you know, I want to be successful for us, like, but I also want to be successful because this is like they've given these like unknown people a chance, you know?
We don't have rich and famous parents. We haven't dated people rich and famous. Mm-mm. Like, this is all us. And it's also you guys. Like, what's
the power
crazy
of the Lady Gang?
Is it's like we got this show because of the community. Yep. It wasn't even really the three of us.
No, it's true.
It's the community that, like, you guys all found each other. You have a common interest. That's us. We're not that important in this whole equation.
Yeah. Yep.
But it's like this place where we all meet up and we like have this weird conversation every week, now twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's why we're on E.
Right.
So like we want to continue the community and like also you guys should let us know if we ever like do something that's against like the grassroots of this brand too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that's the other thing.
Yeah.
We don't want to sell out.
No. And I feel like we're consciously trying to stay true to like what we started in.
Yeah.
And we want to keep the community of women that we've had. And we don't want to be like, oh, we're on TV now. Bye-bye. And now it's something completely different. We're always going to keep the podcast. We're always going to keep the Facebook group. We're doing everything that we started when we had 1,000 listeners.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
you can always sit with us.
Always.
You might not want to.
Yeah, you probably get over it.
Honestly, when you meet us in person, you'll be like, no.
I know, we're kind of a letdown.
Amazing. Okay, well, we will. Thank you for listening, and thank you for listening to us rant. And we're not here for... Oh, my God, now we have shirts in the merch store that say it.
So we're not here for a good time. A long time.
Oh,
well, sometimes it's not a good
Literally,
time.
Literally, it's... We're
not here for a long time.
We're here for a good time.
And you can buy that shirt on the merch store.